Oh, yeah. I'd like to talk about a podcast that I'm sure none of you know anything about. It's one of my personal favorites. It's kind of like a guilty pleasure. But I'm gonna spread the word now. It's called Big Fatty Online.
I like turtles.
And it's this guy. He lives in one of those southern states. I can't remember what. And he's got this really like twangy accent.
I like turtles.
Talks a lot about
turtles.
Nothing, and occasionally plays some really old music, and people listen, and I don't know why, but I'm kind of hooked on it. BigFattyOnline.com.
I like turtles.
And isn't he like an older gentleman?
Oh god, he's ancient. Yeah, he is far older than any of us in this room here, and you know, the word train wreck just barely scratches the surface of what this podcast is like, but somehow it's just strangely fascinating. It's like, you know, you can't turn away, that kind of train wreck thing.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
I'll have to check that
but,
one
you know, check it out. Make sure you're wearing diapers, though, because you're probably going to shit yourself.
To quote Auntie Vera Charles, all roads lead to Big Fatty.
I've heard that before.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online. Well, hello there, everyone. This is the Fat One, and this is episode 129 of the BFO for Hump Day, Wednesday, the 30th of July, 2008. And coming up on today's show, I'm just going to talk about some e-letters I've received from different individuals, and I've got you some memory lane music also. Yeah. Oh, Lord, y'all, I don't know. But I don't know what's going to happen, but we are having the severe weather here in the Charleston area at this moment. The Weather Rat is on TV, and they've had the boop, 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 boop alerts and everything. And y'all, it's just, who knows what's going to happen. I hope that we are not interrupted during the podcast. And how are you? I hope your hump day is going well. Big Fatty has had a pretty good week, y'all, I've got to say. I will also tell you that with the rain, the heavy thunderstorms we've been having, the temperature has dropped almost 20 degrees this afternoon from a high of 92, and it's 75 right now. So that's a welcome part of the thunderstorms. Now, it's just, I'm a little gassy today for some reason. Like, that's any different than any other day. Now, y'all, I have gotten some e-letters. Well, first of all, I want to bring y'all up to date on a couple of things. First of all, to Bill in St. Louis, your t-shirt is on its way to you. Now, I did send it Pony Express, but you should get it by Christmas. And so I hope you enjoy that. And Big Fatty threw a couple of little surprises in there with it. But I did not include the Rice-A-Roni because I did not have any. Now, y'all, you may have heard me mention my friend Woody, who is over there in the United Kingdom. Well, Woody is on... he is on holiday. That's what they call it over there in Great Britain. And he is visiting the Italians. And y'all, I'm going to tell you what. He sent me pictures. And he's looking good. He's got all this fancy facial hair and all this. But y'all, he's going to be coming back to the United States, I think on about the 23rd of August, and so hopefully he'll get down to Charleston at some point and get to see Big Fatty and maybe even be on a podcast. That would be fun, but I don't think he listens anymore. In fact, I want to just take a moment and call out some other people that I don't think are listening anymore that have done the pod fading. Woody would be one of them. Another one that I am going to call out for pod fading is going to be DJ David J. Now, DJ David J used to be the gay trucker, but he's decided he wants to be the gay the gay hairdresser. I know that's redundant, but anyway, and there were a few others on here that Big Fatty just hadn't heard anything from in a while, and I'm going to call Sharon Fluids. I have not heard from Sharon Fluids in a month of Sundays. The last time I heard from Sharon Fluids is when she sent Big Fatty the condoms to take down to the gay days, and I think Sharon Fluids has just given up the ghost, so to speak. Someone else that I have not heard from in a while, and I'm loading the listener map, so you can probably tell that I'm trying to waste a little time. Has Turnip Head called me in a while? I don't think so. Turnip Head, what's the deal there? Now, Tara from Flint, Michigan, have we heard from Tara in a while? I don't think so. I called out Zipper over there in Los Angeles, but he has not responded, so I'm guessing he's unsubscribed. David in Denver, have you unsubscribed as well? How about Michael up there in Portland? Are you unsubscribed? Huh? Are you? Monique? I'm going to say your name. That's right. I'm saying it. Monique. Unsubscribed. Now, how about Nico? Nico over there in the Los Angeles. You know, how did I miss you the last time? Eric in Bakersfield, unsubscribe. Now, I have not also heard from my two listeners in Japan in a while, and that would be Ikuma from Tokyo and Nancy from Japan. Although I did get something from Nancy a few weeks ago of this squirrel that had giant testicles, and I guess it was one of those things that reminded her a Big Fatty. Eric in Seattle? I don't think so. You know, what's up with all this? You know, Big Fatty doesn't like calling you out, but I will call you out. And y'all, I get some e-letters from Kim Beaver every now, but I don't think Kim Beaver has ever called Big Fatty's listener line. And I've told you, it's what all the cool kids are doing. I've given up on Jeremiah. He has obviously unsubscribed. I hear from Miss Kathy all the time because, you know, she's always sending me the Pepsi points. Tony in Kansas City? I don't think so. VJ from VJNet? I haven't heard from you in a while. So, anyway. The Georgia Glamazon? Have we heard from her? I don't think so. So that's a few folks that need to get on the horn and give Big Fatty a call. Let me know that you have not podfaded. 206-337-1438. And you know who else I've not heard from, and I don't remember their name off the top of my head, and they never joined the listener map, I don't think. And that was my friend up there in Virginia, not Archer. Well, I did say friend, though. He wanted me to come up to Virginia Vagina. That I remember that. I think it was Michael, maybe. Michael, if that's, you know who you are, Virginia Vagina. I haven't heard from you in a while. You were calling Big Fatty there regularly for a while. So anyway, not gonna call everybody out, because, you know, I am giving you a chance to call and not be put on the verbal spanking list, even though, you know, some of you probably enjoy the verbal spankings or the regular spankings. Now, y'all, speaking of people I have heard from, now, I don't hear from Freddie in Texas on the voice letters, but I do hear from Freddie on the e-letters. And, y'all, Freddie's username on the e-letters is Fly in the Buttermilk. And Freddie, I hope that was okay for me to say, and if not, you can call me and tell me it was not okay to say that. But y'all, Fly in the Buttermilk is so long that when he sends it to Ruined at BigFattyOnline.com, it kind of cuts part of it off. So anytime I get an email from Freddie, it comes in from Fly in the Butt. I love that. I've also heard from the Ramble Redhead, and y'all, I guess, was it Princess Hannah that that was asking about who collected the Dr. Pepper points or whatever, the Rabble Redhead has informed Big Fatty that he collects everything. So if y'all have any type of venereal disease or anything, you can drop those off at RambleRedhead.com, or you can send him some Dr. Pepper points or whatever. And but now the Ramble Redhead also sent Big Fatty something this afternoon that was over on the TMZ. And you know, the TMZ is where all the Hollywood gossip and rumor and innuendo is. And y'all, over at the TMZ, they had an exclusive. This was an exclusive. And it was about The Price is Right. But you know, that, I believe The Price is Right counts as a quiz program. So, y'all, if I'm going to talk about quiz programs, I better get my ass down there in the Fat Cave. Yeah.
Another groovy day in Gotham City. And everything seems just right in our teeming metropolis. But there's a new face in the crowd.
Big Fat.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
We're in luck. He's at home.
Big Fatty Online. The Fat K. Oh, Lord. Ruined. Crickets. Gosh. The Fat K-B-I-G. F-A-T-T-Y. There's nothing really more horrifying than Big Fatty online. That is correct, except perhaps Big Fatty on cam naked. That might be a little more horrifying. But anyway, I was talking about The Price is Right, and this was posted on the TMZ on the 29th, which was yesterday. And it's about The Price is Right, and it says that a rigged game kind of derailed on The Price is Right last week. Our spies tell us that the show's famous Plinko game had been preset to hit the $10,000 slot every time for a show commercial, but some bonehead forgot to reset it. So during the next taping, a contestant began playing Plinko and racked up $30,000 when producers finally realized what was happening. They stopped the tape, they fixed the game, or actually unfixed it, and the woman went on to win $3,000. Ooh. But the show still gave her the $30,000 as a fabulous parting gift. But you won't see any of it on the show. It was all edited out. Now, y'all, speaking of things to talk about while I'm down here in Fat Cave, I was watching The Big Brother on Sunday night, and it looks to me like Jesse is, that's the bodybuilder, who is arrogant as hell, but it looks like he may be going home this week on The Big Brother. And breaking news on The Big Brother, the Wednesday show has now been moved to Thursdays. So The Big Brother is now on Sunday, excuse me, Tuesday and Thursday. So I'm just letting you know that is the case for that. Now, y'all, on the Baby Borrowers, it was a great episode this week. They had to take care of the teenagers this week, and you know they are teenagers themselves. And there was lots of cuntiness on the show this week. Well, and speaking of cuntiness, let's just go back. Y'all, if Jesse gets thrown off the Big Brother, it is going to be entirely too cunty in that house. So They need to start waking up and throw some of the cunts out of that house. Anyway, back on the baby borrowers, they had to take care of the teenagers, and it got very cunty amongst the couples. And Dayton and Morgan, that's the little couple from San Diego's. I wonder if Miss Wes knows them. But y'all, speaking of that, Miss Wes has a birthday coming up on the 9th of August, which is a week from Saturday. So if you're going to send Miss Wes a little birthday happy, you better get going on that. But anyway, Dayton and Morgan, he just got sick and tired of her shit, and he left. He left the show. And Kelly and Austin, I'm going to tell you what, Kelly is contagious. She is so vile. And Austin is just fucking stupid for sticking with her, is all I got to say on that one also. So anyway, the baby borrowers, next week they have the old people. I'm not sure, there is a rumor, and I'm not sure if this is on the TMZ or not, but I hear that one of the old people that's moving in the house is none other than Auntie Vera Charles, because, you know, she is a shut-in. And also one of the only people who knows a lot of this memory lane music. Well, now, y'all, I guarantee you that Auntie Vera Charles is going to know this one, because this is back around her time. And, y'all, your memory lane music clue today is... Ooh, ooh.
There's a holdup in the Bronx. Brooklyn's broken out in fights. There's a traffic jam in Harlem that's backed up to Jackson Heights. There's a scout troop short a child. Khrushchev's too wet, Idlewild. Car 54, where are you? There's a holdup in the Bronx. Brooklyn's broken out in fights. There's a traffic jam in Harlem that's backed up to Jackson Heights. There's a scout troop short a child. Khrushchev's too wet, Idlewild. Car 54, where are you?
Well, y'all, I hope that you recognize the theme to Car 54, Where Are You?, which was an American sitcom that ran on NBC from 1961 to 1963. And it was just fucking crazy. And it starred Joe E. Ross as Officer Gunther Tootie. And he's the one that went, ooh, ooh. And it also starred Fred Gwynn as Officer Francis Muldoon, and they were police officers. And Fred Gwynn went on to become, went on to star in another sitcom. Oh, dear Gussie. Another sitcom. You know what it was? That's right. It was The Munsters. But anyway, it was just a silly show. It was in black and white, and it was just kind of weird. And, you know, anytime there's a reference to Khrushchev, you know it is an old show. So, anyway. Now, y'all, I want to let you know that Miss Kitty and I are going to be going to the Apple Snack Store on King Street on Friday at 6 p.m. to get some Apple Snacks for him. And I think it's going to be a wonderful experience. And I hope you will enjoy
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.